Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. What am I wearing to that? I can't wear my old workout clothes. That'll be disgusting.
I'm embarrassed. I don't want to know you if you're wearing that in there. That's disgusting.
Shoot. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the... Wow, my hand looks so big when I'm not... Look at that.
Wow. My picture finally looks clear because I got a new computer. Ooh. That is from this... I don't know. 2020.
Okay, we got it. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. This is official first week of the off season, so you know what that means.
Scary.
Anything, everything, all the nonsense. So here we go. Erin's going to talk about, this is our new thing. We do rundowns, guys, to stay on task because we're both like squirrel. Erin's chatting about Mac's first gym class. I can't wait to hear about this. Hosting the Tiger Woods event, which I heard a little bit about, but I can't wait to dive more into that. Good workout clothes, which
I need them.
Can't wait to discuss. A little reentry for those of you that don't know. It's what happens to Erin and I once the season's over and acclimating to our world with our significant others, all the stuff. Erin's throwing out things. I'm at the ranch trying to, I don't know, reintroduce myself to the 9,000 animals that I have. I looked at one of the new dogs today. I go, hi, I'm your mother. The dog's like, what? Which reminds me of the Dr.
Seuss
book.
Doing to my kid.
Are you my mother? That's probably what they're all saying.
Are you my mom?
Also, I have to rant about like just dumb shit because I packed a lot of stuff up here. I can't find half the things I packed.
Oh, yeah.
And whatnot. So we'll get into it. It's going to be a fun show. And thank you guys, as always, for joining us. Let's do this. Erin, what's your anxiety about your kids' class?
So this goes along with reentry, right? It's my first week kind of home back, and I am trying to get to all the things that I've ignored for the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. One of those is Mac, as we've come to find out, is very active. He's got a lot of energy. He's doing a lot of things. So I am taking him to his first gym class tomorrow, and I have so much anxiety. One of the pieces of anxiety I have was when I was sitting at dinner last night with my husband, he just started cracking up and I said, what? And he goes, I just can't wait to see you with all these parents tomorrow. And I was like, shut up, Jarrett, just shut up. I'm making one of my girlfriends, Alex, come with me, who also has a child Mac's age, because I don't want to go alone. And I just have so much anxiety. Like, this class is 40 minutes long. He's not going to last 40 minutes.
What is the gym class? Hold on. He's 7 months old. What does this mean?
Ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll read you what it is.
Yeah,
but
please do.
Again, it's basically to just tire the guy out. Plus, it's raining in Los Angeles. We've got to get this guy out of the house. We've got to get him to do like all these things. Hold on.
While you look that up, on. I'm just going to say how much joy this brings me because
shut up.
You know,
Shut up.
I mean this in the best possible way, where it's like, no one prepares you for any of this. Like, that your kid has to, like, go do classes, and then the classes are competitive, and the kid needs to get out. It's like, can you buy all the kid, you buy all the goddamn toys and all these things to, and like, that's not enough. And now we're having to, like, outsource the activities. Like, what?
Here's what it is. Beginning stretches, exercises, infant songs and dances, baby safe rides and adventures, balance and agility, introductory tumbling.
Can we just
a relationship to movement and physical activity? Like, here's my thing. This is where I am right now, and I'm sure I'm going to get bashed and all the things. My kid is like, he's trying to crawl, but like, we've got this walker for him. He's scooting all around the house.
Yeah.
And I was telling my dad, I'm a little frustrated because I try to get him to crawl, and then like, he does a couple, and then he just sits and he looks at me. And then when he's trying to crawl, I sit there and I'm like, come on, you can do it. You're so smart. You've got it. And then he like just sits there, and I'm like, Mac, like, I need you to focus. And my dad's like, Aaron, he's 7 months. And I'm like, but he's scooting around the house in his walker, and I want to teach him pushing it a little bit, you know?
But babe,
so how the hell am I going to be in this gym class tomorrow?
Okay, these are all great questions. And not having a child, I'm probably not the source for it, but I do know this as the former nanny that I was. Some kids you don't have to go through all the phases. Like, if he's already, like, I mean, he's not going to be ready to walk, but I know kids that started walking at 9 and 10 months. Like, if he wants to just bypass because he's a go-getter and he's an Andrew Stoll combo platter that he is, he's like, fuck the crawling. We're already going right to the walking. So put him in that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you'll find out at the gym class how excelled he is at his level.
I got a lot of anxiety, a lot of anxiety. Even so much when I drove past the place today to go to my gym class, I was thinking, okay, it says park in the back. But what happens if you park in the front? Like, are we not going to be allowed in? Plus, he needs some grippy socks. Like, so do I need to show up at like 12:20 to get the grippy socks? Because then we're stretching it to 50 minutes, and this kid's not going to be good for 50 minutes.
Do you know what this is? This is you and I going to our first workout class that we haven't been to before, like whether it's been a Pilates class or something, whatever. Your first time you went to Barry's, where you're nervous, and then you don't want to like make people aware that this is your first time. Steve, after 2 years, almost 2 years of being together, I said, you promised me that you would go to a yoga class. This guy complains about his back all the time. I said, well, if you go to yoga, you're not going to have a bad back. Stretch that thing out. He's been to a hot yoga class before. Matthew and him have went to one, whatever, years ago. I said, you promised me, get your ass. This was our Valentine's Day conversation. Get your ass to that yoga class and you're going to love it. We're in there. The teacher sits down. And it's not like a namaste yoga class. We're sculpting. It's weights. It's music. Steve looks at me and he goes, I thought this was yoga and calm. And I go, no, you were not going to be good in calm. But before the class started, the teacher goes, okay, we've got a new student here today.
Woo!
And immediately,
raise your hand, Steve.
Immediately, his neck, which then needed more stretching afterward, turned so fast in my direction. And she goes, I saw a star by your name, Steve. So this is your first class. And he's like, yep, first class. So then the rest of the time, he was like rattled about that. But my point is, if you haven't been to a class before, there's always a little bit of that like pre-class anxiety. He's going to be great. And it's really sweet that you're doing that. He's going to have a great time.
One and done. All right. So you are really ranchy right now.
You and I could not have a different, you and I could not have more opposite lifestyles right now. You're going to a baby class and I'm feeding cows. So for those of you that I have not bored with my rant, and not even a rant, my explanation of my life outside of football season, I bought this ranch almost 2 years ago, and I couldn't come up to it for a really long time because there was all this weather that like destroyed part of the property and I had to fix it, whatever. I have spent an exorbitant amount of money this joint. So I am now like every day that I in the off season, I can be here. I need to be here to justify the expense. Not only that, I love it. Like, it's so not your vibe at all. But like, I woke up this morning, I fed the chickens, like I walked the dogs. Like, by walking the dogs, I mean like letting them run all over the property. And I have a new pup that I rescued. But right now he's got to be in a crate and like come out intermittently so he like gets used to the property so he doesn't run away. And then I went and fed the cows. Like, there's a whole system. Fed Larry the pig. And I love it. Like, I make my coffee in the morning, have a whole thing. I also have this air horn thing that I got because I now have 6 dogs up here. I don't need them fighting. Like, you know how, like,
yeah,
it's happened before and I'm not interested. So I, like, blow this little horn and then they, like, settle down. But it's awesome. But there's always something to do. Like, I am living in boots and gloves and, like, hauling things around. And it's just such a departure from, like, our everyday life. I love it so much. It makes me very happy. Like, when I FaceTimed with you the other day, you couldn't see me. I know you were driving, so we're not FaceTiming. But I was, like, wanting to show you around because it was – it's just so random and different, and I love it. It's not a gym class, but it's a good time.
But you must be getting a workout. Yeah. And those – that coffee mug is so ranchy.
Isn't it? I know. I got these off Amazon.
They're adorable.
Aren't they cute?
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, you don't – Steve's like, let's make this area a gym. I go, if we're having to set up a gym at the ranch, that means you're not working hard enough out on the ranch. Hauling
things.
Do a
squat.
Everything you do is physical activity, like the end of the night. Oh, speaking of the end of the night, last night I came in and I was so excited to just turn on the TV and, like, watch a movie and chill.
You got TV there?
Oh, I got TV.
I thought you were just looking at the stars at night. I didn't know you got TV.
I should be doing that. You know, we can't last, like, very long without a TV, which is bad. Speaking of which, we're going to get to the new show you're watching. Let me finish this thought, though, real quick. I couldn't watch the fucking TV. I don't need to swear about it. The remote is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because these remotes are now solar operated, and it's me. I don't like the look of remotes on the table. So it's been living in a basket for the last 6 months. I don't know if the TV is ever going to turn on.
Ooh.
It doesn't have a charger.
Put it out
and
on
the sun.
Well, sun's not out.
I have been. Exactly. Hopefully the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar.
Not till Thursday.
Oh, thank you. That's right. I forgot you are the weather gal.
No TV till Thursday.
So somebody grab a book and start reading. I should finish that still.
You're not going to finish
it. I should have done that last night. But then you would have loved this. And I was like, you know what? Forget it. And there's a TV upstairs. Steve goes, well, I'll go set that one up. I go, no, that one probably doesn't work. And then I got an attitude. Here's the thing. I'm going to really have to work on my attitude. Because when you are, there's no one else out here. Oof. It's just him and I. So when you talk about, like, spending that much time with just one person, and I adore this guy, but, like, I got to work on my tone. Tone Rangers.
It's all about reentry, which is so hard.
I know. We're doing it right now. So what's going on with yours?
Nothing. I'm just, I told Jared, I feel like I'm drowning. I'm drowning because all this shit that I've basically
not
put away. Well, here in my office, I'm drowning. Way to go. See a leak, say something. See something, say something. You
say
know,
something.
Shit. How hard is it? She go. What was I going to say? So just
that you're telling
everything
Jared.
Is just, it's just a mess. And it's my mess. Mm-hmm. Not like our normal house area, but my, like, closet, my rooms, it's a mess. Mm-hmm. I'm now at this point where I'm just throwing it all away. I'm done. I'm donating. I'm throwing it out.
Same
I
way.
Cannot take it.
Yep.
I haven't used this skin cream in 3 weeks, 3 months.
Totally.
I don't care.
Yep.
I don't care.
Nope. I did the same thing before I left because what I didn't want to do is come home. You know, and obviously I'm back and forth a lot, but I wanted to feel like I've purged and it's clean and, like, there's just, it's something's very cathartic. Like, I did the get rid of the clothes that I haven't worn, like, donate some of this, sell some of this, like, do it feels so good. It's just a matter of doing it. And it's once you start, and I don't know, I feel like you're like this though. Once you start it, like, there's no getting in your way. Like, it's going to get finished. This is not something, I'm not someone that wants to do this over four days. No, it's starting today. It's going to get finished today. I don't care if I go to bed. It needs to be done, and it needs to be done now, or else I'm going to lose my mind, and I'm not going to be a very nice
person.
Mine's
lasted 4 days. Mine's lasted the whole damn week. My problem is I get up there, and then we're screaming downstairs, and I want to play, and I
you have a different
bad.
Set. Yeah.
My problem is I've now put things in garbage bags, and I just now need to transport them. So that's the issue. They're sitting in the garage. I still have my stocking and a lot of my Christmas shit I've got to put away too.
I know Kathy Thompson, my mother, if you're listening to this podcast, I want to say I'm sorry. My mother is so sweet. She sends stocking stuff, wraps everything individually for both Steve and I, and it's really sweet. The stocking is full of all the presents.
Same.
I haven't unwrapped anything because I know I've hauled up. I'm like, I know that's a chapstick. I know these are peanuts. I know all the things, but I haven't unwrapped it. I feel terrible. She's probably like, what a brat. Waste. But I know I'll use all of them. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
I know. Are there are those chocolate covered turtles still good? I don't know.
And it, you know, that's interesting. How long can these things last? Okay.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You have also, I know it's an off season for you, but you also did something incredible the other day. You hosted an event.
So much fun.
Where Tiger Woods was announcing his new partnership with TaylorMade. And there's the Mount Rushmore of athletes that like you get to interview or you get to be a part. Like he's up there. How was the event? Tell us everything.
The event was awesome. I, of course, was very much urged to do the event because my husband, you got to do this. You got to go. I mean, I've just come back from Vegas. You got to go. It was cool. TaylorMade and Tiger have joined forces. Tiger was with Nike for 27 years, which is bananas.
Wow.
Yeah.
27 years?
27 years. Oh my God. Decided to do his own thing. I think the cool thing with Tiger, and I was telling you this, is that he sees things like 5 years before it happens, which I myself as a business owner and you yourself, it's just incredible. The machine that he is, how smart he is. It was really cool listening to his vision, what he wanted. He never, when he was with Nike, had lifestyle. And what he has right now is lifestyle. He's obviously doing performance, but then he's going to do lifestyle. He's going to do women's. He's going to do children's.
Oh, good.
He's got shoes, obviously, all that's coming out. But so cool. It was my second time I've gotten to meet Tiger and be around him, and he's great. I really enjoy him. He's like a lot of the guys that we work with. Like, it just, you know, they have so many people around them and, you know, people that are a certain way. And then I walk in and I'm like the Nightmare on Elm Street. And I'm like, whoa,
oh,
I got stuff
it.
To tell you. And then I'm like, is there stuff in my nose? Do I have anything in my teeth? Like, he's just great.
Yeah, but that's also, and I'll say this, that's also what makes you great, is that you don't treat them like everyone else treats them, like they're in, you know, in a glass house and you can't touch them, like don't touch the mannequin kind
but
of thing.
But I it's did.
Like, they're people.
And that was the problem. What? And I felt what? So bad. I mean, here's you and I. I'm a toucher. I'm a real toucher anyways. And I just am. Maybe that's the South in me, whatever. But before Tiger and I went out on stage, I was looking at his gear with him, and he was wearing actually this cashmere hoodie that he, you know, was putting out, and it has no seams. A really big deal to him, and I was telling Jarrett with this, is what he wore when he played, and he said this on stage, I'd rather wear zero shirt, like no shirt, because I don't like seams. He's like, I'm a very big sweater.
Oh, wow.
He said his forearms are like kind of big, so, or maybe they're too small. Whatever. He thinks his forearms are a weird size. So sometimes he would wear, like, he called them ladies' ties. I was like, ponytail holders? He's like, yeah, ponytail holders around his shirts to tighten
them. Lady ties.
Yeah, I thought it was so cute. Lady ties.
Lady ties.
So anyways, he came up with all this, you know, clothing that he would want to wear while he was golfing. And this cashmere no-seam hoodie was really great. So I was like, oh my God, so soft. And they gave me one to like try. And I was like, this is fabulous. I said, how are we washing this though? He goes, well, I would dry clean mine. Not. And I said, yeah, but Tiger Midwest, are they going to dry clean? What's your price point? Where are we making this?
This is my where by Erin Andrews I was just questions curious. Coming through.
Mm-hmm. And so he walks out on stage and like for the first time in 27 years wearing something different, please welcome Tiger Woods. And he comes out and here's my dumbass self. And it was like such a Seinfeld moment. And I'm like, what are we wearing again? And he looks at me and I was like, oh God, sorry. I said, that wasn't for Twitter. That I was just talking about the cashmere and how good it feels. And I was like, I have buried myself in a hole right now. Anyways, why the move to TaylorMade?
I know. But that's what's so great. Like everyone could just be like, so like stiff or whatever. But that's interesting because I'm the same way. How about when COVID really changed that for me? Because I instantly hug anyone. The Orkin Man was here today.
Hey! You know, gotta get,
I love the Orkin Man. I was like, oh my God, hi, I haven't met you. I'm Carissa. And I like started to go in for a hug. And he was probably like, what's happening here? He couldn't have been nicer, by the way. In fact, I got his card and I was like, I want you to come every time because there's a lot going on out here. And if you have a good relationship with like the people that help you,
for sure,
this guy's going to do an extra bug spray here or there and the spiders are going to be eradicated. But yeah, I'm a toucher in that guy. I just want it because I don't know.
I am
and I'm
too. Not from the South. I am too.
Oh my God, you're the cup girl now? When did this happen?
No, it's not that. It's not that. Oh. It's the hydro jug.
Oh, thank
God. It's not the Stanley Cup. I already have two of those.
And there it is, folks. All right. That's a wrap on the Calm Down podcast. It's not going to get much better than that. I was like, we are not 22 years old. Okay. Do not go get one of those Stanley Cups.
No, the hydro jug sent this to my house. I so appreciated it. I really love it.
I'm into the hydro jug. You're drinking water and I'm drinking old coffee. So one of us is doing the right thing for your health.
Anyway, Sunday Red, Tiger's new clothing line. I'm super pumped, super jazzed. He's great. And honestly, here's the other thing. I come home, my husband can be like,
oh my
tell
God.
Me all about it. I'm like, you don't care about anything I do but this. And but
that's a big one.
Yeah.
You do a lot of cool things, but that's, Tiger.
He's a badass. Okay. So I see on the rundown you want to talk about trying to open up soap bottles. Is this ranch or is this just in general? Let's go from Tiger Woods to soap bottles.
Yes. Well, now that I'm off my soapbox about certain things, let's get into my soapbox about headphones. These are terrible. No offense to the maker. They're just too tight. Okay. So I brought a bunch of stuff up here. I renovated the bathrooms and I renovated the kitchen and I was really excited. And again, we work hard and I want to put my money into places in real estate that are going to be good resale. Like, you know, when it's all fun and games until, you know, you have to sell someplace and you want, if God forbid, knocking on wood, you want it to look nice. I want it to look nice because part of one of my companies is about interior design and I want to live in a place that looks beautiful. So putting the money into the kitchens and bathrooms are always like a good idea. My tip for anyone out there, if you buy a home, if it's a starter home, it's a, you know, build it from scratch, whatever it is, like put your money in the bathrooms and the kitchen.
Really?
Still can
That's
do it economically.
So interesting. Why?
Because they're the best. It's the best value. Like you're always going, like you can get away with in your living room, like swapping out a nice couch and doing different things like that. But in your kitchen and your bathrooms, like all those fixtures in the shower and that kind of stuff.
Updating them. People always say, we got to update our hardware, our
exactly.
fixtures.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want to always start with that. But poor Willis has a stomach ache and I don't know what it is. I got to figure it out because this happened to Daisy last week.
Could he have caught what Daisy had?
I don't know. I remember how I went to the vet. So again, I don't have children, but these are my children. And I like freak out when they get sick. Willis, you know that moment. And anyone that has a dog knows that moment where you're like, what's that smell? I smell something. In the guest room, all over the floor.
Shit.
In the brand new bathroom, all over the floor. And then my first thing is like, I feel terrible. Like he's eaten something, something's wrong. But then I'm also like crying. I'm like, what's her name? Elaine from Christmas Story. My carpet. my as carpet. I'm cleaning up my freaking brand new tile floor. And the tile floor is one thing. The new rugs in the guest room, I was like, and then now I'm like, where should I throw them out? Where throw them out? Like, I'm grossed out. I don't want a guest in here because then I'm mortified. We talked about this on the pregame. Erin, don't ask to stay at Erin's house. You're not invited.
That's it's nothing not personal. True. My husband is already the best guest ever, just at my house here in Los Angeles. Because I'm so rich, I have two houses. I already know that's how that sounds. It sounds disgusting. No, but in my our Montana place, we have a lot of like room. It's great. We love to host there. But no, at my house here, no, anyone can. No, we're full. We're full.
Yeah.
We got too many bodies at our house right now.
This is what I do. I sent you this DM because I was Kris Jenner on the TikTok thing. I have a few drinks. I did this the other night.
Come
I did this the
over.
Other night at the PBR. I told apparently anyone that I talked to come up to the ranch and stay. And a few people have taken me up on it. A few people who I don't know.
Oh,
at
I'm
all.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh.
Hey, we'd love to swing by.
I looked at Steve and I go, did I invite so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so? He goes, ranch? He goes, sure did. I was like, oh my God. Now, again, everyone's welcome, but I just wasn't really prepared for that yet. That said, that person could stay in the guest room, but I don't want them getting some whiff of an old Willis, you know, stained in the carpet months later.
Did you throw
mortified.
Out the rugs?
Yes, I threw out the rug. And I know that that's like wasteful or whatever. Like, I'm not. I'm living off the land, okay? What I'm throwing away in the rugs, I'm living off the apples and the walnuts and the trees. Like, it's fine. Everyone get a grip. The rug wasn't that expensive. But I just was like, I can't risk having a guest in here and the summer comes in and now the heat's here and we have got a waft, you know, coming up. Waft? A whiff? A waft?
Is he still sick?
No. So luckily I had some of Daisy's medicine. So I like,
yeah.
And by the way, this is probably not like, no, PETA doesn't come after me because no one loves animals more than I do. He doesn't take the pills. Like, he works around it in the dog bowl. So I have to shove it down his throat. I'm like, you're taking this goddamn pill.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Wait, what was I saying though before that? Oh, so I'm unboxing all this crap that I brought up here. What is going on with the soap bottles? The soap, the conditioner, the shampoo.
What?
You know the unscrew ones, like when you screw them and they have the twist because you pump them?
And then I break my friggin' nails and like it's
what
a thing.
But why are they not? You're supposed to turn them a certain way and they're supposed to pop right up. Mine aren't popping. I'm turning. Now I'm wondering, maybe they put the label on wrong. So I'm going the other way. Lefty loosey, righty tighty. I'm in a bad mood because it's not opening.
I'd love to know the brand you're working with here.
I'll tell you all the brands. It's all of them. I'm pissed at all of them. Grown Alchemist, Ace Soap, Oak Essentials. Jenny Kane, I love everything
Ace
you
soap
do.
Ace Soap is difficult.
Ace Soap, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to spend the money on the first go round, but then I fill it up with the cheap stuff. First go round is the good stuff. Second go round, I refill those things with the cheap stuff. We're not buying $45 soaps every time, especially when I can't get the goddamn thing open.
Here's a hot tip. You're a guest at Carissa's houses and you think you're getting a deep condition, you're not. You're just getting that.
You're not.
You're just getting that generic bullshit.
Unless you're the first one here, which by the way, the inn is full. I already filled up all the rooms, apparently. One trip to the PBR, invites for everyone.
Hey, come on down.
But yeah, that was my annoyance as yesterday. I looked at Steve and I was like, can you help me with this? And don't you love that? It's not their fault. They didn't make the soap. They're not the manufacturer. And I looked at him and I was like, can you help me with something? And I was like, oh my God, Carissa, knock it off. It is not his fault.
It's reentry. I blame it on reentry. It's like trying to get, we know we only have like 6 months really to get it done. And I already feel like the summer's fucking over because I've already booked up all my time to pay for the shit that I got, you know?
This is exactly my point. We have this small window. Yeah,
it's all booked. Again, summer's over. I might as well start studying for opening night. Who do we have? It's crazy.
And it's all relative. Everyone's, you know, and I know everyone's job's different. It's not like 6 months on or 6 months off, but the off is not off. You have where I have house and home, different things. Like we've got other shit going on, but it's just that idea where you're like, I've got this window of time and you want to enjoy it. But anyways, so if anyone has a tip or trick
for
opening up these soap bottles, I would love to know. Is it like, do I run them under hot water? Do I not?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm twisting and turning and it's not making any
sense.
Well,
I'm running and lifting, and part of my reentry is also trying to get back into shape. And like, there's just weeks that you like kind of let your body go. You've got this call, you've got to do this. So I've been pretty like good about, you know, wow, it's only, I've only been off for a week. I've been really good about getting back to the gym. But along with kind of throwing everything out, I've realized I haven't updated my workout clothes in probably 5 to 6 years. Yep. I was looking around at the cast of characters in my Barry's class. They're really dressed well. And I am in the same bullshit outfit that I've probably had, like I said, for 5 to 6 years. There's this one chick and her body is banging. And I know she's a mom and her hair is always great. And it's not done, but she just looks great. And she's got a good outfit. Where are we buying outfits to work out in? Because, and I got my Pilates where I'm not bouncing and jumping up and down, but then I got my Barry's where I need shit held in place. I also have another thing to say.
I don't have anything to hold in place, but
Well, I mean, it's not good what I have holding in place, but I got to hold it in place. you know, those inclines really get you. But here's my other thing. I like a legging like I like my pants. I like a little bit of fabric there because I don't want it to be super light that I'm showing my areas I'm insecure about. You know?
Nope.
I want it like holding me in and tight. Nope. Yeah.
So I need a scuba gear.
I need a good sports bra and I need a good legging. And also, I would like to get past wearing like my shirt with the sports bra. I want to do what everybody's doing with these cool, like longer tank tops that hit right above my belly button. But I don't know what that is. Where am I getting this?
These are all great questions. So any of you guys listening, send in all of the good clothes. And again, we know all of the top. We can do aloe.
I'll do whatever.
Luckily, my girlfriend is awesome and she works at Lululemon. She like is so sweet and gifting and doing like every pair of Lululemon pants. Every time I put it on, I'm like, Elizabeth, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because it gets expensive. But also, I love their, I got to look up, which I'll send you a list. They have this one that just puts that ass
that's
right
what
up
I
on
need.
The shelf and lifts you
and
up.
And smooths my ass so you don't see all the ass.
And I don't need the seam. I'm Tiger Woods. I don't need the seam because then when I take the pant off
I see the seam
on my leg tattooed for the next week, I'm thinking to myself, those are too tight. And they're supposed to be tight, but those are a little too tight.
Yeah.
So I like the ones that don't have the seam in them. And I also like a pocket on
the
side
phone?
Because the cell phone. Mm-hmm. We're out running around. We're doing errands. I don't need that cell phone like hanging out the side. Or if you don't have a pocket where sometimes you have to put it in the waistband. We're not doing that.
I gotta be honest. My shit's so old, it stinks. Like the second
what are we, Erin?
Well, I'm not like, it doesn't stink when I put it on. But like 30 minutes into Barry's, I'm like, woof. Like
No. We're throwing that out. Do that immediately. That's what we're going to do. I'm gonna follow
but
up
I,
with
I
you on
that. I can't throw
stuff.
It all out yet because I don't have outfits for tomorrow's
I'm
Pilates,
tell you,
Mary Miller.
I'm going to tell you what I'm really good about. I fail at a lot of things when it comes to like, okay, I need to go through the cupboards, like in the pantry, like what food is molding in there? Like, let's get rid of some of this crap. Yeah. I'm really good. Like if my underwear, like seriously, like if these are anything that is like over a certain time, we're out. And I also buy a lot of the same things.
Oh yeah, I'm into that.
So like the same pant, the same underwear, like the same stuff. So then we're just,
exactly.
We're not thinking.
Could you guys please DM us and let us know? Just really good. Again, I need outfits for Barry's and I need not so supportive for Pilates, but I need smooth
operator.
Yeah. Anything else? We can stay at your house. We got to talk about workplace highs and lows when we get back next week.
So here's,
go.
I was
going to
say
it now.
So here, no. So I was going to say this earlier on the pregame that aired this week. If you guys listened to it, we're talking. We had a great question submitted about being vulnerable in front of your boss and crying if not your boss or just anyone, right? Whatever. If you get emotional about something because you're frustrated, et cetera. Hello. Spit it out, Carissa. I want to talk about this. And I really am. I want a lot of you guys.
Talk about
it. You weigh in, submit like moments or questions that you have about workplace situations, whether it's with a coworker, whether it's with a boss, whether you're bored at your job and you don't know when to get out of it and move on. I think that's a really interesting topic. And given that Aaron and I have worked a lot of different places and had a lot of different experiences with this stuff, I'd love to get into that further because I think it's a really, so much of our time is spent working that if you don't like it or you don't like who you do it with, it can be a nightmare.
Oh,
so I would
God.
Love to just like help or talk to anyone. Not that anyone asked for our help, but like
1-800
those kind workplace situations. So if you have good, bad, or indifferent experiences about workplaces, let us know. Submit the questions, comments, and concerns because I'd love to chat about it.
I feel like we're going to get some anonymous questions from my NFL crew going, hi, I work with a girl who comes into our meeting room with the same workout clothes she's had for 5 to 6 years. And
how do I
they
tell her
stink?
It stinks?
Tighten it up.
I can't wait to hear a follow-up on a gym class with Macaroon.
What am I wearing to that? I can't wear my old workout clothes. That'll be disgusting.
I'm embarrassed. I don't want to know you if you're wearing that in there. That's disgusting.
Shoot.
We'll think about
okay.
it. And then are you trying to be too cute? Like, are you dressing up? And then the other moms are like, wow, where's this girl think she's going?
No, I'm not going to dress up. And I'm going to wear a baseball hat and like call it a day. But like, what am I wearing from the neck down? Because everything I have workout wise stinks and it's not current.
Okay, well, we're going to get a solution to that. Everything I'll be wearing for the next 6 months, it has something to do with a farm life and country. So if you also have questions about how that, and if anyone is actually a real rancher or farmer, please give me all the tips to anything, especially how to open soap bottles. The fact that that's a question I have is embarrassing, but it's true. I'm so mad. It's really frustrating.
There has to be something about this on YouTube. We need to look it up. But yeah, it is frustrating. I also am confused why every time my house gets clean, like the bottle gets twisted the other way. And I'm like, why can I not get the soap out? And I'm twisting and I'm twisting.
And now I've unscrewed the whole thing and I've ripped the thing nozzle out. And now I'm wasting the $45 soap to get one pump out. This is where we're at, assholes. All right. We love you guys. Thank
you so much. I want to clean my hands, but I smell like garbage from my workout clothes.
You're disgusting. Bye.
Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared.
Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.